I don't want to be up.
Grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
On this February 25th, kind of a snowy, wintry day up here in Utah, where I'm broadcasting from, but glad to have you aboard. The spirit and the heart is warm, even if it's cold outside. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Here we go again. Big news thing for us, and kind of a minor goofy issue for the public out there. Peter Pan peanut butter, E. coli infestation. Isn't that fascinating? First, we had some spinach out there in California. Now we've got E. coli. All on vegetable stuff. Doesn't make any sense, does it? You got to think about it. Now, what we're going to talk about in this first hour is some of the same old stuff. Many of you out there are motivated to get prepared. You know that Fearless Radio is all about getting you guys fearless as a result of being totally independent of anything or anyone. And if you can sustain yourselves, if you have some place to stay, if you have no dependencies with regard to your creature comforts and your existence, and with regard to the needs of your family, then you are literally free. And yes, there will be influences and effects, and there will be laws, and there will be circumstances that we deal with. But at least it will be from a position of strength. But let's talk about food again. E. coli in the peanut butter. How did that happen? You've got to ask yourself. Don't want to get into that. But let's go back 4 years. Many of you that are regular listeners have heard us say before that at one point in time, about 4 years ago, we made the statement that at some point in time, in the very near future, and by the way, that future is now, if you didn't grow it yourself, or if you didn't have it previously stored, in other words, before it was contaminated, you would not dare eat it. Well, one of our key people here at the task force, the Fearless Task Force, that handles all of our accounting, that handles a lot of the administration of the office, and just generally keeps us all on track with regard to what's going on, took a little trip down to Mexico. And in the process of that trip, she somehow, even though they were very careful to even brush their teeth with bottled water, somehow or other, she contracted the, in the past has been referred to as Montezuma's revenge, but it's absolutely vicious. Food poisoning is absolutely vicious stuff. And in the process, she's back now, still recovering from the experience. But one of the comments that she made, and I wanted to have her on the radio here, but she had some family obligations that she couldn't avoid, and maybe we'll have her work with us on one of the next programs. But she related to me an experience that I have never had, and many of you out there have never had, but all of us in the possible near future, when seeing the contamination possibilities of our foodstuffs here, we'll be dealing with. Her experience was that after she became extremely ill as a result of consuming, she doesn't know what yet, but the fact is that then it became a real issue for the whole group that went down there as to what they dared to eat. Okay, if the problem is in the water, and 99% of all problems are fluid-based and in the water, okay, then if you go to the nicest hotel there, and they were staying in a very, very nice place, if you go to the nicest hotel there, do you dare eat the vegetables, the lettuce, for example, that's washed in what kind of water? Is it filtered? If it's filtered, it might not work. Has to be purified. Okay, which is another issue that we're going to cover later on, purity of water, okay? But anyway, do you dare eat the vegetables? She didn't. And the rest of the group, after they saw what happened to her, didn't dare eat them because you don't know what they've been washed in. They've been washed in water. The locals are used to and have resistance to these bugs that are contaminating the water, but others don't. Okay? And so her experience was that of fear with regard to what she would dare eat. Even the bottled water was sometimes questionable. And if you're in a situation like that, and like I say, none of us have ever experienced it, but as she related to me exactly what her experience was, you know, she'd look at every plate of food. It was she had to order things that had been cooked very, very well. And she had to be very selective. And every mouthful of food that she took and that the other members of her party took was really subject to question and concern. Now, that kind of fear is something we've never experienced in this country, and we are on the verge of experiencing. Now, a lot of the folks that are in health and nutrition right now with regard to all of the additives, MSG and various other things that are being added to our food, that the folks that are into health and nutrition realize are extremely detrimental, but yet nevertheless have been allowed to be placed in the foodstuffs for various reasons, and we don't want to get into the political socioeconomic issues connected with the contamination of our food supply in the country. But the bottom line is that there are a lot of foods that if the general population had any understanding of what they do to your body, they would just absolutely be up in arms. But they don't, and so those who are into health and nutrition are still considered health nuts, and they avoid things like the fructose corn sweeteners and things like that. And the rest of the folks just figure that the MSG makes the food taste really good so they can eat a lower quality of food and not know the difference. And they consume all the fast foods and things like that with complete abandon, not realizing that they are creating themselves some health issues down the path. But the fact is that our foods right now are extremely contaminated, but as they go across the line of human tolerance, where you have E. coli contamination, if you have this issue that's coming up that we've been blowing the whistle as loud and as long as we can, in fact, turn that whistle into a trumpet with regard to the spraying of our foodstuffs with fluoride. As those more serious contaminations come along, they will overpower the average person's capacity to tolerate and at least resist the impact of these contaminations. And in the very near future, we will have a situation where literally anyone who is aware of the impact of some of these things that are being put on the foods and or contaminating the foods will have to rely solely on themselves. And here again, at this point, let's talk about a huge dependency. The American public has allowed itself to become dependent on the clearances of the FDA and some of the other administrative organizations, and in being dependent, we have given our liberty to them by saying, oh, they wouldn't let a manufacturer put out stuff that is contaminated. They would not let any of these additives be added if they were harmful for us, for Pete's sake. And so we give away our choice, we give away our freedoms, and we end up in a situation where we have foods right now that are contaminated with additives and things that, in fact, are not immediately dangerous in terms of the guidelines that the control mechanism in the country have. But the fact is that the health food people, the nutrition people, are screaming up and down all over the place, get the MSG out of our food. We will not eat any sweeteners, the high fructose corn sweeteners. We will not do this. We won't. And they're pointing out all of the contaminants that are in there. But they're below the tolerable level. Okay, so when we get fluoride going in there, and the people start to have the reactions that the nervous system and the pineal gland have to fluoride that's consumed rather than just brushed onto the teeth, they will still, until something is proven, until there's a fearsome outbreak or something like that, they will continue to consume the stuff, and the health of the nation will continue to deteriorate. At what point do you, as a head of a family, responsible, maybe you don't have a family, maybe it's just you, at what point do you take back responsibility for your own health and your body and how you feed yourself, the fuel that you put into your body? You know, they say you are what you eat, and I hope it's not totally true, because our population is going to look awful funny in the next couple of years. But the fact is that when do you take back the control of what you eat, and at that point decide in the future that you will no longer have the ability to control what you eat, because all of it will be controlled for you? At that point where you decide to take back control, and prior to the point where you have no choice but to eat food that's been sprayed with fluoride, to eat food that potentially could be contaminated with illnesses like E. coli and things, you have to decide prior to the curtain coming down where all the food is contaminated, or a vast majority of it could be, prior to that time and after the time that you decide you are going to take back your control, take back your liberty, and take back your freedom, what are you going to do? There's only one choice. Now, we can talk about gardening, and I'll cover gardening in just a minute. Those of you that have listened before have heard the current take on gardening. But let's talk about putting in a supply of food. Now, the J. Michael Stevens Group, through eFoods Direct, that's their website, has been shipping out food as a co-op for about 25 years. And they have become the clearinghouse for families that need to get a supply in, don't know what to get in, how to get it in, or what to trust. And so those of you that are still contemplating the idea of foodstuffs, putting in a supply of food, you must get in touch with them very, very soon. That's 800-409-5633. And we'll cover a little bit more of that very quickly here after this break, and we'll see you on the other side of it.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We're talking about contamination on foods and coming down with the gombu from the food that you eat and being a little bit afraid of what you can possibly consume. We've not had the problem in this country. Now, folks, you got to realize that we have a couple of capacities here on Fearless Radio. When we talk about the individual members of the task force and the four areas that the task force works with you on, when we're talking about them on the program, we're not treating this like an advertisement when we say get a hold of the J. Michael Stevens Group on eFoodsDirect.com. Yes, they have a suggested one-year supply that they have been shipping out to families for 25 years, but the reason you need to get a hold of them is, to our knowledge, and we've looked at all of the retailers and people that work with food stores and things like that all over the country, they are the only people that are purists with regard to what they tell you to put in. They will never console you. In fact, you can get a copy of one of their one-year supplies and take that as a guideline as to exactly what you should put in. If there's something that's in a supply that you're looking at that they don't have listed, you better question whether you want to put it in. If they have something in the eFoods Direct unit that is not in some of the others, you better ask why. And if the pricing is a little bit goofy, you better ask why. They are a clearinghouse for knowledge with regard to putting in food supplies. But remember 4 years ago we said you won't be able to trust the food unless you grow it yourself, or unless you've previously stored it before it gets contaminated. One of the reasons that we're urgently telling people to do whatever they have decided to do with regard to getting in their food supplies and being self-reliant is that we have a great anticipation of when this fluoride is going to be sprayed on the foods. We also have some real anticipation of more and more contaminations that are occurring. If you had peanut butter, you know, Peter Pan peanut butter in, you've got to ask when that contamination started. Yes, they can zero it in, and probably that you had before. You've got to wonder. You've got to be concerned. And there will come a time when you combine the additives that have been legally placed into the food, which the health food people are more and more being offended by, and when you add to them the contaminants that are going to be placed in the food, very literally, not only are we looking forward to the fact that there are going to be some serious food shortages, but the food that we have, unless we take control of our future and put in a supply now before the food that's out there is contaminated and it's not possible to find anything to store, we will be in a situation where we have to question every mouthful that we take, and there will be some that we will not dare eat. For example, anyone that bought Peter Pan peanut butter in some of the areas where the contamination was found within the last month, I'm betting will not be opening that jar and eating it. And it's the same way with the areas where we had the E. coli contamination of the spinach, those 20 states. Produce was seriously affected. The purchasing and the sale of produce was seriously affected in those states and in other areas. So here's the deal. It's the same old hack that we keep going over. In your notes, put down dependency. I must eliminate it. And we've just identified another dependency today, which is really kind of interesting. I hadn't thought of this before this program. Here's the way it works. Yes, we are dependent on the suppliers to supply us with good food. But now with the possible contamination of food, and with additives being put into the food that are extremely questionable and detrimental, and with further additives that are more extremely dangerous, that they still find some justification for using, the dependency that we have on they, in other words, the agencies that are supposed to be responsible for making sure that we are protected from manufacturers that are unscrupulously using improper products, putting out improper pharmaceuticals, unscrupulously allowing their testing methods to falter, and then unscrupulously actually adding things that are dangerous with the blessings of some of these organizations that we are dependent on to protect us. So in other words, we've got another break coming up. I'll get back to you in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We're talking about contamination in food and how each family out there is having to thread the needle here. You know, we've assumed that everything is being taken care of for us. We've assumed that the watchdog agencies that are responsible for clearing the additives to our food are going to have our best interests at heart. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that that is not the case. And the issue that brought this whole subject up was the fact that I had a good friend, a member of the task force here, that got very ill eating food that was contaminated in Mexico. And that led us to be thinking about this E. coli stuff and the contamination of our own foodstuffs. If you put together all of the issues that we're dealing with regard to our dependency on the agencies that allow additives, that allow testing, that allow all of the issues connected with food, if you have a true health and nutrition expert evaluate the stuff that they're allowing to be put into the food, it proves that they do not have truly the best interest of our health at heart. What they do have at heart, I have no idea, and I don't want to get into it, but we must not depend on someone else to protect us from a situation that already is in place and that they have not protected us from before. I just while the break was on, I went out to another portion of the office here, and I got some samples of some food products that there's an organization out here in the West that is promoting as quick grab-and-run food, emergency supplies for whenever they need their food. It's very inexpensive, and they have a serving count that is unrealistic, but be that as it may, I just looked at the ingredients on this thing. And I took my pen and I wrote down, when they had a food item like corn or potato or you know, celery, when they had a food item, and then I wrote down when they had a chemical item, like dextro, whatever the unpronounceable names are. Do you realize in the whole ingredient list, for every one food item, they had just a tad under two chemical items in their ingredients list? And this stuff is being sent out to people. People are actually buying it as food for an emergency. It's all in nice little Mylar-packed pouches, and it's got the ingredients listed right on it. And, you know, it's kind of like those ads for pharmaceuticals now that everybody in the health and nutrition industry just absolutely laughs at. I guess maybe my daddy used to say you got to laugh to keep from crying at the insanity of these pharmaceutical companies that are advertising out there. They'll tell you how, you know, they have the beautiful young girl in the flowing gowns leaping through the flowers and smiling and having a wonderful time, and then they come on with some product that is going to make a 65-year-old gal feel like this young chick, and they spend of the 1 minute ad, they spend maybe the 30-minute ads, but they spend at least a fourth of the ad time with disclaimers, including nausea, death, blindness, and all of these disclaimers. And everybody with half a brain looks at these things and say, they're actually telling you to ask your doctor to prescribe something that has all of these disclaimers. Anybody in their right mind that a doctor gave that pill to and also gave them the disclaimers ought to punch the doctor in the mouth and walk out of there and never talk to this guy again. And you don't want to get me on the medical profession and or whatever you want to call it, but the fact is that foods are the same. If you looked at all of the disclaimers that need to be connected with the chemicals on this one package of stuff that I picked up during this break, I'm afraid that you would find a very, very serious issue for anyone who would consume one package of this stuff, let alone deal with it for a food supply for a month or whatever they're doing with it. But in the past, we've had a dependency on these watchdog agencies to protect us from any stuff in the food. We can no longer say, and write this down in your notebooks, folks, we can no longer say it's probably fine because they wouldn't let. Well, they will let, and they are letting, the stuff being put into the food that is absolutely dangerous. And there will come a time when you combine the food shortage in this country together with the contamination of illness-bearing stuff like the E. coli, together with the additives that are being placed in, where the food will not be there, and what food is there will be unfit for human consumption, even if you want to take your life in your hands. So here again, I ask the question, your dependency. When do we as human beings, as individuals, either as separate individuals or as heads and administrators of family operations, take back the responsibility for reading labels, take back the responsibility for understanding what the future is going to bring? We're trying to tell you all of the shortwave and internet radio programs that are into the Patriot movement, that are into the last days activity, into blowing whistles and screaming about what's happening in our country, all of them are telling us what the future is bringing. Most of them don't have answers. What you've got here at Fearless Radio are the answers to the future and the problems that it's bringing. And you literally can turn disasters into adventures if you're prepared.
But at what point do you take the issue of food and do you say, I have to take responsibility for what I know is coming. I have to take responsibility for overseeing what is presently in place with the additives and things. And I must, I have no choice but to put in a supply of food that I can trust, that I have evaluated personally. Let's face it, guys, it's each of our responsibilities. Our life is our responsibility. We can't turn over the care of ourselves or our family to someone else. They don't have that vested interest. Okay? So, at some point in time, prior to the total contamination where you have to question everything that's out there and the shortage where there's nothing maybe out there, prior to that, and after you make your decision, you know, a lot of the ministers out there have points of decisions where they're talking to people about converting to the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ or accepting the Savior as their own. And they have decision points, the hour of decision, the hour of determination. They talk to us about our spiritual lives when we decide to take responsibility for establishing and maintaining a relationship with God. Okay? Well, this is not something that's distant like that. This is something that's very personal and in your face and immediate. It's now. When will we have our decision point that we are going to take control of our sustenance, the very means of our existence, and not assume that someone else is going to take care of us in a welfare society? If you give away your liberty, then you give away your agency, and you give away your ability to squall and holler about something not being right. And the fact is that the decision point that we need from each individual that's listening to this program today is, yes, I will start reading labels and stop feeding my family the junk that already has the additives in it. And I realize, and if you don't realize it by now, if you haven't concluded in your heart of hearts that within the next very short period of time, food will not be available and food will not be edible, please do the research that it takes to convince yourself of that. And we used to have a little statement after we talked to folks on some of the training programs that we had for people that were working with families in the field, showing them programs and then helping them to make decisions about products that they were going to buy and things. There's a little statement. If you could convince yourself that this concept of putting in a year's supply, 3 year supply, whatever number of supplies of food, is everything that it appears to be, does it make sense for you and your family? Remember the statement at the beginning of that, if you could convince yourself. And you see, that's what we're doing. We're not selling you on the idea of taking care of yourself and taking back your liberty. You have to convince yourself. We are facilitators here at Fearless Radio. Our objective is to tell you what's happening. The watchdog broadcast, things like Alex Jones and Dr. Deagle and John Stadtmiller and some of the folks that are bringing to your attention what's happening, what's going on, our liberties are being destroyed, all of these folks are trying to sound the warning. But what do you do with it? You have to convince yourself. And there are two alternatives. And every single one of you that have called in to eFoods Direct or Fearless Radio or the J. Michael Stevens Group on the food issues, every single one of you has said that the rest of your family, your friends, your neighbors, all think that you're nuts because they don't want to face this issue. But the fact is that they are, you have apparently convinced yourself that there's a problem and that you need to do something. Well, you have to take it a step further and convince yourself of how much food to put in. You need to convince yourself that right now you need to start monitoring what you're feeding yourself and your families. Right now you have to evaluate whether you have enough. And it's a constant educational process of yourself. Call us at 800-409-5633. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group. Most of you only remember it as efoodsdirect.com on the computers. But those of you that are not computer literate, and that, oddly enough, is going to be the vast majority, by 60% or more of the listeners to programming like this. I'm talking to you folks that don't have a computer, that aren't computer savvy, that don't have an email address. You are actually the baby boom generation that has gone on, and you're not into computers. So all the screaming about getting up on the website and learning everything you need to know is not going to do you a stinking bit of good. But you get your tail over to the telephone, and you call 800-409-5633, and eFoods Direct, the J. Michael Stevens Group, will give you the tools for you to convince yourself and you to maybe help convince your friends, your neighbors, your spouse that you must take control of your sustenance and be not dependent on what they will allow to put in the food and what they will provide for you in food. And if you will do that, then you will be given the tools and the means in the form of a little packet. Now, those of you that haven't gotten up on the Internet or those of you who haven't called in, they have some lectures on food supply that will get, that are on CDs, so they're audio lectures, that they will send out to you, along with information on what to put in and some suggested one-year supplies, also some warnings of things that you need to be extremely careful of. They will give you the tools to have your decision point where you decide to take control of your future, where you decide that the future is shaky with regard to life being the same as it is right now. And after you've decided that, then you will be able to take control of your future by deciding to store some food and what to store and make sure that you do that prior to the point where there will be no food to store, either because there isn't any available or there will be no food that you will dare eat. And as a result of the contamination and the additives given into them. Okay, so that's what I've got to say. I guess the most important thing about the food issue is this good friend that I had that got very ill, and she came back the most difficult thing, the scariest thing for her. And those of you that have experienced this, I believe that it would be for you. The scariest thing for her was not the illness, but after she had gone out and started to function again, the fear that anything that she ate could create the illness again, and not knowing what you dare eat. And I know that none of us have experienced that, or most of us haven't experienced that, but it's something that we're anticipating, and that's something that the task force has predicted. And if you will convince yourself of the coming times and the coming events, you will have absolutely no difficulty whatsoever convincing yourself that you need to call 800-409-5633. And even if you don't order through the task force, at least get the knowledge and understanding so you can put in your supply. I'll be back after this break, and we'll talk about water, and then we'll wrap up this hour.
know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We've been talking about whether we can depend on our elected officials and the agencies that are supposed to be keeping our food and our water clean and pure. And Thomas just came on and said, Steve, you didn't talk about the chicken. And I said, am I supposed to talk about the chicken? And he said, yeah, you're hung up on peanut butter, you dumb butt. You need to talk about the chicken. And, yeah, I need to talk about the chicken, Louis Rich. Just recalled a whole bunch of sliced chicken because it's got contamination of some bacteria or virus or some dadgum thing, and it's all over the place. Guys, you can't assume anything. You know, the old saying about how do you spell assume, A-S-S-U-M-E, it makes an ass of you and me if you assume. Now, maybe that's not very polite, and maybe that's not very refined, but dadgummit, it's coming at us from every direction. We must take control, and you'll find, if you think this through and educate yourself and convince yourself of what's going on and what's about to go on, that you must, right now, have a supply of food, and that brings up the issue of water. Water. Any of you that have ever worked with the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoods Direct, and put in water filters, any of you that have water filters out there, any of you that do not have a gravity water filter, this message is for you. It's an absolute down, dirty, cold warning. Before this coming week is out, you call 800-409-5633 and say, I need a water purifier. Those of you that have water filters right now, gravity water filters from the two main suppliers, if you have filters, JMS will enable you to upgrade them to a true purifier. If you don't know the difference, I won't take the time this last segment here to go into it, but you all must convert your water filters to true purifiers. Purifiers that will take out the fluoride, that will take out all of these contaminants, including the viruses and the bacteria and all this kind of stuff. So, and they found a means at a very, very small cost that you can convert that $250 water filter to a purifier for not a whole lot of money, but you must do it. The water is going to be absolutely a serious issue. There will become a time when even the bottled water can't be trusted. Distilled water, there are some problems with that. If you're concerned about it, give us a call at the task force, and we'll put you in line with somebody that can tell you about it. But this is not an ad. This is an absolute must. Do not go another week without providing for your family a purifier. There's only one that I know of in the entire country that's a real purifier, but get a hold of the task force. 800-409-5633. We're about to wrap up this segment. We'll be back to you in the next hour. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. And remember, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never possible.